Afternoons with Roz P.
This is 105.9 Bishop FM.
And welcome back. We've got guests with us, Mark Solon and Alan, and our very own Pauline Fothergill as well. So here, I'm getting ready. If you don't know me, I have several cups of coffee through the afternoon. It's the only way I can keep going because it's all the talking. We're going to find out now about how people can keep in touch with you and find out all about how they can donate and what events you've got coming up now.
Okay, yeah? So I've got... we've got a few things sort of lined up. Obviously, we've got Alan, who'll speak soon. He's me wingman. He's been doing the social media because I'm useless on a phone.
So he's the goose.
Yeah, he is. If I'm Maverick, he's goose.
Yeah.
And but goose dies. We don't like that.
No, we're not going on that bit.
Gets his neck broke. We don't like that.
12 little pigs sound as well.
Yeah, silly Pauline. Yeah, we won't mention that yet. But we've got. It's going to be strange this year because we've got people doing the Great North Run. Obviously, once the trust's up and running properly, anybody can do anything. So you could do something and donate the money to us. Yeah. But until it's set up properly, it's difficult. But people are starting to do things for us now. The T-shirt that I'm wearing, that Pauline...
Actually, I think she just wants yours.
Yeah. So
can I get one anyway?
Yeah, so the story with this is when I started training... My friend has Ugly Duck Clothing. Sorry, I couldn't speak there. Ugly Duck Clothing, Richard. I asked him to do me a t-shirt.
Is he an ugly duck?
I asked him to do a t-shirt, a Team Solon for the gym. And I went down the street and one of me pals said, oh, that's nice, I'd buy one of them. So obviously that was it. I went home, rang Richard, and I think we've sold about 500 now or something.
Oh, so you're selling them all over the place?
Yeah, so they've gone nuts. So after cost, the money then goes back into the trust, and so the money goes direct. Am I posing for that photo there?
Just so people know what it is, okay. I'll put a picture on Facebook of that.
But we sell hoodies, t-shirts, we've started selling baby grows, and it's went mental. I got a phone call.
Baby grows.
I got a photo from Vietnam yesterday.
Yes.
There was two of the kids of a friend of mine wearing them over there, so it's gone global. Mm-hmm. People are now wearing them, and then they sort of... They're going on the holidays and sending the photos.
That's
so it's gone nuts.
So you're going all over the world.
Honestly,
with
Team
it
Solon's
now.
It's so gone
international.
People are going to start catching.
It's gone nuts. Yeah, it's gone nuts.
Fantastic.
So obviously those are available. A good friend of me, Mam Sue, has a pub in Spenny, the Quins. That was my first stockist. She's got a little rail out the back. And Keith keeps kicking off that she's selling more t-shirts. She's more focused on the t-shirts than the beer.
I definitely want a t-shirt.
So we're doing t-shirts for ladies, for kids, for men, hoodies. My friend has Tandoors for sale in there, and I'm selling for me flat. I've been selling them. My friend has a shop in Durham, Velvet Elvis. They're available there.
The what?
Velvet Elvis. It's opposite the cathedral.
Right.
It's like a vintage shop.
Yes.
And they're in there. So it's gone nuts, really. So from one t-shirt to the gym, mm-hmm. we've now got like three or four stockists.
So are you going to have somewhere that if people want to look up information about Team Solon, that they can have a list of all these stockists up there? Because obviously it's difficult for people to remember them. So.
Al's going to put that on. Al can speak about that, but Al's going to put that on the Facebook.
Oh,
no,
no,
sorry.
No.
This is my second attempt at trying to get Alan in. So where can they find all this, Alan?
Right, so we've set a Facebook page up a couple of days ago. It's called the Solon Connor Fawcett Family Cancer Trust.
Yeah,
you'll find us literally through Facebook for that. The page hit over 1,000 likes in its first day, which was absolutely crazy.
Really,
and it's gaining likes every day, so this is where we want to focus and kind of push everything through, if you like. So for t-shirts and stuff like that, we'll get direct messages through our Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
You can also follow us on Twitter. We've got a Twitter page up now, @team_Solon. Getting as many followers. That's got about 150 followers, I think. It hasn't took off as well as
the
Facebook.
So on your Facebook page, if you put all that names and information on there, people will be able to find it and follow.
Because the likes of that have gone that crazy now, we know we can kind of reach people. And once we get that share, and we can get posts on there and tell people about the t-shirts and the boutique and what we're going to do moving forward and keep everybody updated. And hopefully that'll generate more interest and more awareness, and people will want to do events
to get more money so quickly. You haven't got all of this up.
We haven't. We just haven't had time to chase everything. We're starting to chase everything now. Yeah, it's just gone that crazy.
So where do we go initially to begin to?
You can either go directly to the Solon Connor Fawcett Family Cancer Trust Facebook page, or Mark Solan, his Facebook page, direct messages through there.
So they're the best two first ports of call?
The best two first ports of call, yeah.
Right. And then we have you in, how many weeks is it? The 20th? Back end of September.
Yeah, I think the four finalists are shown on ITV, like on the regional news.
Yeah.
Monday the 7th, Tuesday the 8th, Wednesday the 9th.
So do you do your own individual night where they just tell all about your story?
I think so, yeah. Really? Like, obviously, I still haven't got a telly yet, so I don't know. But she's filming me for 3 days, ITV. So I think they make maybe a 2-3 minute video.
Compacted down to
yeah,
a story.
Yeah, so it'll be like Tuesday, yeah. Mark's one of our finalists, and then it'll be on there. So, like, the chances of me winning now really is down to the editing, and it's down to, obviously, the general public can't vote anymore now. So, obviously, the votes got me to the final four, which is incredible, because I only had 3 days worth of voting. So the response has been amazing. And like I say, I'm only here now in front of you because of the support I've got behind me. And as much as I'm driving it, as much as I'm passionate about it, like, I'm so grateful for the support of friends and family that I've got behind me. It's strange, though, because sometimes when things happen, there's people who you think will be there for you and they're not. Mm-hmm. And then there's other people who you would never expect who step up, like me. Like, I'll sit here, like...
The quiet one in the corner.
Yeah, because you can't get a word in.
You can talk, but you just
But I know sometimes it's hard because people have their own lives and things take over. And sometimes people... I got a message from a girl, a friend of mine in York last night, and she thanked me for... She lost her dad last year. And she thanked me for doing it, and she said, listen, if anyone can do this, you can. And she said, I'd love to do what you're doing, but I can't. I can't even talk about cancer. I can't even mention it. She said, and like, you'll have so many people behind you who want to do something but haven't got the strength to, mm-hmm. or the platform to. And that is, again, all that does is just drive me on.
Yes, because it takes great strength to talk about something that means so much and hurts you so much and come out and talk about it properly without crying on air.
Yeah, like you did. I'm surprised, yes. I haven't sort of started myself, but I think I'm just got to be that focused on it, like, because it means so much to me, like, and it means so much to the people around me. And it's not just in memory of my mum and my gran and Billy and Margaret and other friends and family. I'm doing this for every single person who was battling this disease.
Yes.
And every single person who has lost somebody. And the trust initially is for County Durham people. That's
you
who I want to focus on.
You should be proud of that. You should actually, when you actually do take that minute for yourself,
yeah.
be proud of what you're doing for yeah. the people that are around you and the people of the North East, because yeah. you're setting it up for the people that are around you that do yeah. need the help and support, and you're going to try and give them it.
And it's clear that they are proud of you because of the
yeah, but
help
I think I've had I've got a shield up, though, because I know that. And like, since my mum died, I've questioned every single day if she'd be proud of me. And this is the first time in my life that I know she will be. And I know she'll be doing cartwheels up there. And it's like, and it's amazing. And it's, like I say, all this has come from a boxing match.
Yes.
It's come from a charity boxing match. And now I'm sat here on radio. I've been, ITV's filming me. I've raised all this money and I'm doing it. A trust and a charity shop off the back of a boxing match, which is just incredible.
It's fantastic.
One of the things
you did say to us was when your mum was diagnosed, and there was you, there was your dad, and there was your young brother. He was only 14. You three couldn't really talk about it. You couldn't really relate. Like, a woman will sit the children down and talk if a husband's ill. Your father was of the older generation, and he yeah. didn't sit down and talk to any of you. You didn't talk to your younger brother. None of you spoke to each other. And you said you'd like to help people like that,
yeah,
as well.
Like,
so there's somebody there that can go in.
It's hard.
And explain to the family that are hurting.
Yeah, well, it's hard. Like, my dad, I know my dad loves me, but he's only ever told me that when he's had about 10 pints of Sovereign, right? And like, I know he's proud of me, but he's never told me he's proud of me, but I know he is.
You don't need it, do you?
No, but I know he can't, and I know that there's a lot of my friends, and the dads are exactly the same, and he's just from that generation where he finds it hard to show his affection, and he's told me that his dad was the same, and it is that sort of pit, that working pit town mentality.
We're saying it's that North East.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah,
English stiff upper lip.
That's
well.
What it is, and
you
it's
just get on and work.
And it's
and it's hard. It's hard for guys where, like, if roles have been reversed, and if like if my dad had died and my mum was still here, it would have been very different, because my mum, I wouldn't have made half the mistakes I've done, and I wouldn't have, like, do you know what I mean? I wouldn't have, like, done half the things I've done, and probably as my brother, if my mum had been here. Like, good and bad, it would have been done differently. Because
yeah.
she kept us together. And when my mum died, that we all sort of, we sort of just split. There was nobody to support us. So, like you said there, I want to be able to go into families, and as well as often financial.
Support.
Yes. So that's the next thing, like, this well-being centre, there'll be emotional, there'll be people to people to speak to, because...
So will it be therapies and things?
Yeah, everything, yeah. Like, the whole thing. Because my brother was 14, he was at school, he struggled at school, because of what happened to my mum, and nobody was there to support him. No, I didn't know what to do, I couldn't look after myself. I was struggling with it myself.
But you know, out of all of this has come out so much good, because you're raising all this money. And it's not really the money we're talking about, it's the support that this money is given to people. So really, you've cracked it, haven't you?
Well, hopefully.
You're getting really people to talk.
Yeah, that's a thing. It's awareness. Mm-hmm. Like,
yes.
And if I can, if whatever I'm doing now, how far this goes, I mean, I want to win Pride of Britain, but it's not so I can have a trophy on the mantelpiece. It's so I get more recognition and I get more press, so I can raise more money and more funds.
Take it further,
and help more people, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's not the Mark Solan show, like, it's not. It's about,
I do know personally, people that know you, and you have such a good reputation of being a really nice guy. And this is before all this.
Yeah, just like I said,
you're not getting a free t-shirt, Pauline. She's trying.
But I did know that. Again, that, like, I'm blessed that I've got a lot of friends and family, and I've got a good support network around me, and I do know a lot of people. I've worked in retail all my life, and I'm genuine, and, like, I'm a lot like my mum. I'm everything that my mum was. And there's so many of my mum's friends who supported me, and, like I say, the response has been incredible. I didn't expect this at all, and it's got to a point now where I'm in a position to help people, and I feel it's almost like this is my calling now. Like, I'm a retailer, I'm good with people, and I'm going to use this now to help people with cancer and the families and individuals. And
do you know something, in a very small way, that's why we in Bishop FM, this is your community, local community radio, and we're here to help other people, inform them and help them. And we don't get paid, but we do because we want to help people.
Yeah, like, hopefully,
you know,
we can all...
That's great.
If more and more people... I know people work, and it's hard. You get sucked into life, into family life. And I know, like, I've touched on it before, there's people out there who would love to do something, but sometimes people don't know how to. But just off me doing this, I'm dragging so many people along with me who want to help me and support, and then that'll hopefully inspire other people. Like, people keep telling me I'm an inspiration. I'm like, oh, shut up. Like, I can't take that on board. I'm just Mark Solan from Spinning Away. And I'm just doing what my mum would have did, or what anyone else who has the opportunity to do will do. But if I can inspire more people to fundraise, and if I can inspire more people to try and set charities up and things like that and help, it's just amazing. Like,
I'm
it's
sure
amazing.
You already have, and it's going to go far.
That is fantastic, and unfortunately we're going to have to leave it there for now, because our interview that we were going to have, we've just taken up the whole hour and given people so much information. It's been great, but what we would like to do is invite you back. I think we set the date the 21st of September.
Yes, it is.
We're going to have a catch up, what's happened with the Pride Britain for you.
Yeah.
And we'll also see how all your fundraising going.
Yeah.
And everything that you've got set up.
Yeah,
you keep us up to date with that and give people more information if there's anything that they would like to help suggest for you, or help in any way they can.
Yeah, a bit more lighthearted, so Pauline's not crying again. I'll put some
I think we've got the hard part done, where we can start lightening it up and see what we can bring into it, which helps people and find ways to raise money.
Yeah, because you can't talk about what we've talked about, like, and be laughing and carrying on.
You can talk about nothing forever.
But you know what I mean, though, can't you? We can't discuss what we have, like, in a jovial manner, because it destroys families.
It is too serious.
The first peg is in there.
Yes,
we can just keep growing from that, and it would be a delight. So we'll see you back on the 21st. We'll see you back on that afternoon. We'll let everyone know when that'll be. We'll get things set up so everyone can make it in.
I've probably bought all the viewers, like the viewer figures are right down.
Fantastic. And we'll put this out.
Thank you for sharing your story.
Yes. Thank you for your time, both of you.
I'll probably break my heart in the car park now, but we'll be all right.
Do you want a cuddle?
Yeah, give us a cuddle.
So I
should
be on
for a T-shirt, won't you?
I told you.
Yeah, should be on for a T-shirt there.
You're not getting the one off his back. So,
see
you, so I can only say thank you very much to Mark Solan and Alan for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you for having us.
You're more than welcome. We'll see you again on the 21st of September. We'll catch up with things and see what's progressing and let Bishop FM know what's going on. And Pauline, thank you for coming in as well.
And thank you, all three of you, too.
Thank you.
So, well, thank you.